It really is the dog days of summer here at killradio.org. L.A. has just gotten hot in the past week and a half, and it's really bad. But with the dog days of summer, we know that summer is almost over. The psychiatrists and the doctors should be back from vacation soon, thankfully. And next week, I think we have the repugnant Republican National Convention, and that will be followed by the Democrats. And then we'll have some debates. And then finally, the race for the POTUS position will become interesting again. So this is the news of the previous week. It was posted by Anthony Lydgate on the 21st of August, 2012. And this does concern the news of the previous week. In Moscow, a 100-year moratorium was placed on gay pride parades. That means they can't have one for 100 years. So I guess they expect Moscow to turn pink in 100 years? Or do they think they'll just forget about it? Maybe gay people will go away in 100 years? I don't know, but the shoreline might. And Judge Marina Serova sentenced members of the Russian punk band Pussy Riot to 2 years in a prison camp for felony hooliganism related to an impromptu anti-Putin performance at a Russian Orthodox cathedral in February. Now, do we want punk bands screwing around with our Orthodox cathedrals? I personally don't care. I'm not religious. But do we? Is that what we want done in our churches and cathedrals? Anyway, before delivering her verdict, Serova read aloud from a court psychiatrist's evaluation of the band's leader, Nadezhda Tolokonnikova, whom the doctor had diagnosed with an affliction he identified as mixed personality disorder and characterized as involving stubbornness, inflated self-esteem, and a proactive approach to life. In other words, becoming American? Upon hearing their sentence, the members of the band laughed. Pro-Pussy Riot demonstrators outside the Russian consulate in Marseille were arrested for wearing balaclavas. Absurd, said the protesters. Ridiculous. Police killed 34 workers on strike from a platinum mine in Marikana, South Africa. We are aware, said an officer of a London-based company that owns the mine, that it will take some time for some trust to be regained. Elderly women in Swaziland were growing Swazi Gold, a potent variety of marijuana. If you grow corner cabbages, said one grandmother, the baboons steal them. So they're growing Swazi Gold. Muslims celebrated the end of Ramadan. Revelers in Mogadishu fired guns in the air to mark the city's first peaceful Eid al-Fitr in years. While in Damascus, Bashar al-Assad emerged from hiding to pray at the Rehab al-Hamad Mosque next to his palace. The United Nations observer mission in Syria ended with heavy fighting still taking place around the country. Afghanistan's education ministry approved a new history curriculum that largely omits the coup and Soviet invasion of the 70s, the rise of the Taliban, and the American invasion after 9/11. It is as if someone is trying, said an Afghan journalist, to hide the sun with two fingers. Social welfare nonprofits, which are not required to disclose the names of any of their donors, were reportedly spending more on TV ads in support of U.S. presidential candidates than were super PACs, which are. We can take corporate money, personal money, cash, shekels, whatever you got, said the director of the Republican Jewish Coalition. Senate candidate Todd Akin, a Republican of Missouri, defended his categorical opposition to abortion. If it's a legitimate rape, Akin explained, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. And now the Republicans are trying to get Aiken out of office, and the Democrats are saying, oh, yeah, come on, let's have him run. He's running against Claire McCaskill. They expect Claire to win. Vice President Joe Biden, addressing a predominantly African-American crowd, spoke of Mitt Romney's desire to deregulate Wall Street. More specifically, Mr. Romney said that once he became president, the first thing he would do is unchain Wall Street. And to that, Mr. Biden claimed in front of this audience, they're going to put y'all back in chains. Now, that was considered to be a racist statement, I guess because he used the word y'all and because he used the word chains. However, since he was specifically addressing Mr. Romney's statement of unchaining Wall Street, the people who call that a racist comment are a bunch of racist crackers and dumbasses. It wasn't a racist comment at all. Perhaps it was inappropriate to say in front of the black audience, but I don't think so. Not at all. Everybody's jumping on Joe Biden when he's actually just telling the truth, and there's no reason for him to apologize for telling the truth. The Augusta National Golf Club, home of the Masters Tournament, invited former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and financier Darla Moore to become its first female members since it was founded 80 years ago. Remember, golf stands for gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. The Iowa State Fair, at which vendors offered 57 types of food on a stick, concluded in Des Moines. Fairs and carnivals are roller coasters of stimulations, said an overconsumption expert. Carnies understood this long before neuroscience did. In Japan, where the offspring of pale grass blue butterflies captured near Fukushima were showing drastic mutations of their antennae, eyes, and wings, the country's last ninja spoke about the end of his kind. Ninjas just don't fit into the modern day, said Jinichi Kawakami, head of the Ban clan. We can't try out murder or poisons. Meanwhile, pig-rearing squatters were threatening the Nazca geoglyphs of Peru. A Belgian gynecologist found that uterine strength-to-width ratios in fertile women are nearly golden. And American demographers announced that the U.S. population had surpassed 100 million times pi, or 314 million. Particle physicists at the Large Hadron Collider created a quark-gluon plasma with a temperature of 9.9 trillion degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, you have a thermometer that can measure that? And astronomers observed that the sun is very round. Researchers discovered that the black hole at the center of the Phoenix Galaxy Cluster, unlike the black hole at the center of the Perseus Galaxy Cluster, was not emitting a B-flat 57 octaves below middle C. There are times, said one astrophysicist, when the music essentially stops. Crickets raised amid silence were found to be more aggressive than those raised amid song. Caraquinians in red trousers called for the return of Matisse's Odalisque in red trousers. And Niçoise defended the purity of the Salade Niçoise. Lemon and shallots, no, no, said one woman. I refuse any gastronomic fundamentalism, said a local chef. In Wales, National Health Service officials expressed concern about inappropriate emergency calls from sufferers of hamster bites and hangovers, and from a man who needed help spreading ointment on his back. Queen Elizabeth II's corgis, Holly, Monty, and Willow, and her dorgies, Candy, Cider, and Vulcan, attacked Princess Margaret's Norfolk Terrier Max at Balmoral Castle. Unfortunately, the dog boy lost control, said a witness. There was blood everywhere. Thanks a lot, Anthony. I'm glad this month is almost over, aren't you, everyone? So we can get to some real news next week. In the meantime, yeah, my music show continues here on Kill Radio on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Come aboard and see what the fuss is about. And I should be back next week. You can take that to the bank. Have a good one, and see you later.